Somewhere in the fourth quarter, I think we were 16-14. At that point, you know, it was declaring a little bit more as a field position game. So just trying to stay on top of the pulse. And when that situation was coming up, Dennis Locke, our assistant up top in the booth, and myself were talking and saying, hey, this is what we talked about during the week, and being aggressive. And, you know, there's just enough data with good teams, with good quarterbacks, good coaches like Andy and Patrick Mahomes, that you're saying, hey, want to stay on the gas, don't want to give him another shot here. And the downside of it is the risk taking is the risk that you take of saying, hey, you could turn around, they get X amount of yards and a field goal beat you, right, to walk off the game. So that's the inherent risk, and that's the risk I had to take.
Right on, Sean McDermott, who joined us last hour. If you missed it, it's on the Audacy app. It's free, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Also, our morning show today, Extra Point. You can check out the content there or at the website, WGR550.com. Tonight, Monday Night Football, is Houston at Dallas. Is that all right? That's all right. I mean, Dallas has just lost the plot here.
Yeah.
But kind of need them to keep up so that my Houston guys in fantasy can actually try. If Dallas just cannot get first downs, this game will be so stupid and we'll be watching backups.
Yeah.
They'll never throw.
Or something else, probably.
Yeah,
in my case, I'm not going to stay
Law and Order.
Right.
Have you ever seen an episode of Law and Order? I've not.
I used to watch a lot of Law and Order with my dad when I was living at home and going to Buff State, like after I moved home from Connecticut.
It's been on that long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't even think that that was even syndicated. I think that was just like, you know, the NBC at 10 o'clock or whatever it was. So, yeah, I watched a lot of that show.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, I you know, as far as TV dramas go, but, you know, prior to experiencing the HBO stuff, you know, The Sopranos and The Wire and all that, Law & Order felt like it was pretty edgy.
Pretty big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. That's covered now. 803-0550. We'll look for your calls again right here. The Monday night game on December 9th is Cincinnati at Dallas. Speaking of Dallas, nice to see Dallas get some exposure for once.
Plucky little underdog city that they are.
Cincinnati at Dallas. I mean, how do you put them on at night? The sun thing is so compelling, but anyway. That could be 2-5-9 teams or whatever by then. But that game cannot be flexed. Monday Night Football nowadays can be flexed if it's that bad a matchup. That could be one where it would look like that, you know, just that bad a matchup. But do you know why?
No, I do not know why it cannot be moved.
It was reported on today because there is something called a Simpsons cast for that game. And the work that's already been done for the Simpsons cast, we're not going back on these two teams. Like, it's already been sort of planned and worked on for a long time that it would be the Bengals and the Cowboys. So we're going to have to live with it.
You have to live through that then. Okay. Is this similar to like when hockey has done with the Winter Classic they've had a couple times? What's the name of the... I don't know what the characters are called or what they're from, but they're animated. It's, you know, a little village, a little world, and and they play hockey.
I enjoy that.
Yeah,
like I love a village.
I'm hoping this is hockey. Maybe like that. That'd be cool. I've dipped in on that while those hockey games are going on. So good, go get them, NFL.
Sanford and Son, I think, was the show you're thinking of that they patterned those hockey broadcasts off of. No, that's not right. That's too long ago. It couldn't be Sanford and Son.
No, it was good times.
I loved that show. Sanford and Son, as the show ever sounded older. So they cannot flex that game.
You better move along before I start humming the theme song.
I am wondering if Bills Lions would be a candidate, by the way, for a Sunday night spot. That could be a protected game, right? I mean, that's a great matchup.
Right. CBS 425. Yeah.
That is going to be week 15. And the Sunday night game is Green Bay at Seattle. Whatever.
Those teams are both, you know, Seattle's at least in the hunt.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice win for them. Yes, that whole division's 500 behind Arizona. Is Arizona 6-4 and everybody else is 5-5?
Yes.
Wow.
San Francisco had better watch out. 5-5 with home losses to the Cardinals and Seahawks, and a loss at the Rams that came out of nowhere as well. By the way, they'll do no better than 3-3 in the division. At Green Bay, here are the next two games. They better watch out. I'm sure that's the message being discussed in the locker room today. You guys better watch out.
Before they lost to Seattle, even yesterday, last week, looking at the schedule, thinking about the one seed and, can I expect to win enough games to even, if I beat the Chiefs, can I still track them down? Will they lose one? Can I hold serve enough? And that Niner game, it's a weird one. Like, McCaffrey is back, right? And it's still not coming together there. Like, they're just having, maybe they're the 21 Bills or the 23 Bills. So they're 500 right now, but there's plenty of time for them to get right and lean into it by the time they get to the end. And they have not had McCaffrey but for the last couple of weeks. So, reintegrating him into what they do and relying on him as much as they normally want to, maybe they'll find their groove. But I don't know, man, that game looked a lot nastier on the schedule, even, in September than it does right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm by no means saying it's an easy game. It's at home. Detroit is easily the hardest game they have left. But I feel like San Francisco now, it's about on a par with at the Rams to me, as far as the lift it might be.
Ooh. I don't think I'm that. I don't think I'm there yet.
Okay.
I think they're probably still pretty good, but I don't exactly know either what their problems are. No Ayuk all season, no Kittle yesterday. And their division's pretty decent, so I wonder what the problem was. The line this week, San Francisco at Green Bay.
Ooh.
425. I'm free.
That's a hard one. Packers minus one.
Two. Close enough. That's a win. You get 1 point off.
Thank you.
That's a win. San Francisco at Green Bay. Well, that's, the NFC portion of our program. Here, the Bills kept, to say the least, they kept the one seed in the window. And I talked on our podcast, ADP Chasing, this morning with Pat Crane and Davis Maddock. Davis is a Chiefs fan, and he's like, oh, Buffalo's definitely getting the one. Like, all right, wait a minute. Definitely?
Right. Wow.
But we did this early today. Kansas City's schedule is pretty playable, and the Bills have the bye here, but then as we're talking about, 49ers at the Rams, at the Lions, Patriots, Jets, Patriots. It's the finale that's in New England, right? 18.
Yes, right.
So you've got the back-to-back home games in the division. And you'd want to think, like, what's the minimum for the Bills here? 12 would be the minimum. 13. You might not even, you wouldn't take 12.
No, I would not take 12 right now because that means I'm losing three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 3-3.
Yeah. No, I feel like to be 9-2 right now and with what they're staring at here, I feel like two more losses is the max. Depending on what the situation is. By the time they get to the end, how clinched are they? What's the two, the three, whatever, all that stuff. Like, so week 18, who knows? Hopefully you're playing to win it, to get the one. Or, like, if you win it, you get the one. That kind of thing.
There's no would-you-take opportunity here because you wouldn't say yes to anything. The division is so over that you're either going to get the one seed or you're going to be one of the other teams playing at home in the first round, almost definitely. So there's no number I could offer you that you would take because you just want to play it out. If you're the Bills right now, you're either going to be what they've been every one of these years, home in the first round. Then you get to the good stuff if they win that game. It's not like it's nothing to win in the first round, but that's been the case. They've been able to do that. Or you get that prize. So if I offered you any number, you'd say, no, I'll just let's go. I mean, I don't mean literally. I could get 15 or something.
14-3 I would say right now. I'll take my chances at the one seed if I only lose one more game.
I would not. Because of Kansas City's schedule, right? That means they have to lose two.
Twice, right.
And the odds, are the odds that they will? I want to see that, actually. I didn't look that particular question up earlier. Because Kansas City has had a betting market on all the undefeated stuff and, like, the high-end results this year. And obviously that's dead.
Yeah, they are, just for folks who don't know, while you're looking for what you're looking for, if it's not the exact same thing that I'm just about to tell everyone, at Carolina this week, home for Vegas, home for the Chargers. I'll tell you, the Chargers, I don't know how many people have sat with them this season, but last night was really my first long exposure to them, and I was pretty impressed. Yes, they did take a nap in the second half of that game, but man, Herbert looks like a different dude and is like willing to run, and it was impressive. Anyway, that's Panthers, Raiders, Chargers at home, at Cleveland, home for Houston, at Pittsburgh, at Denver. I agree. Two there. Could I see them losing two of those games? Sure. But would I bet on it? I don't know.
It really, like the Jets and the Patriots, who the Bills close with, are going to be dead. I mean, there's not going to be anything on the line except maybe tanking. So you are not, the Bills are not finishing the season with teams that'll have any stake at all. Kansas City at Pittsburgh, at Denver.
Right.
That could be seeding. Denver is in the playoff hunt. Those could be games that, mm-hmm. I mean, the Chiefs are up against an opponent that really needs it. Pittsburgh could actually pull away in its division. I don't think they will, but they're in front. And if they do, then they become a team like this team and like mm-hmm. Kansas City, where you're talking about the one seed and all that stuff, because they only have two losses. But I don't think that happens.
Yep.
So either way, though, they're probably playing for something.
Yep. Chiefs will have that. Very likely, yeah. They go Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, KC, Bengals again to close the year. That's the Steelers from here out.
But we had this right last week, looking at the odds and how the Chiefs had, I put this to Joe Ostrowski, I think, last week, like how the futures odds seemed to imply that the Chiefs were going to win yesterday. You know, minus 14 and a half, over 14 and a half mm-hmm. wins. And that was confusing to me because the Bills were favored in the game. Like, why would that be true? And yeah, like, I can't call it a mistake. But right now, like Kansas City's number, I don't remember what the number was last week for 14 and a half, over 14 and a half, but mm-hmm. it was minus.
Yeah.
Now it's plus 145. That one loss yesterday, which, again, was favored to happen.
Right.
Now it's tipped it so that under 14.5 for Kansas City is minus 175. And Buffalo over 12.5, this is BetMGM, is minus 190. So that's pretty close to, you know, 13-13 kind of thing, or 13-14. Mm-hmm. It will make for a very interesting stretch run here.
Yeah. Wait, Baltimore better get... Boy, they better get on their feet quick here. They're at the Chargers next Monday night.
Yeah.
And then home for Philly. And Philly has been... Philly is tied with the Bills with six-game win streak right now. The current longest winning streaks in the league belong to both the Bills and the Eagles. So the Eagles have been going well, and so those next two are, I would say, look challenging for them. And then they have a rematch with Pittsburgh again. There's a Giants game in there. They have a bye, too. Oof. Late, very late bye. Week 14 bye. They come out of that to play Tommy Chicken Cutlets and the Giants. And then they have Pittsburgh again, like I said, at Houston, home for Cleveland to close it out.
Grueling.
Yeah, and that Houston game is Christmas Day.
Yes.
On Netflix, which everyone, I guess, is going to have to hope works.
Is it after Kansas City, Pittsburgh?
That is a 4:30 game, so is KC, Pittsburgh is...
It's early. Ross was complaining about...
Oh, right, yeah.
Like he gets to have Christmas at home, and he gets in his car right. And goes to Pittsburgh.
So they go... Yeah, let me just get that for
double
sure.
Header then.
Yeah. One in 4:25 is the plan there. Yep.
And those teams play... Like, those four teams play within themselves the week before, where it's Baltimore... Pittsburgh and Kansas City, Houston, like on the previous Saturday, mm-hmm. I think it is. And then.
Yes, that is right. Yes. Yes. That Steeler game is Saturday. Yeah.
Football Monday on WGR, 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.